For years, the local input to the Nooshigak AC has been that there are too many bears in the area and not enough incentive to kill them. Frank Woods is the AC's chairman.
We've had a lot of reports, not just here locally, but regionally and statewide. The bear problems have increased like tenfold in the last 10 years.
Anecdotally, the AC has heard that just about every cabin on the Nooshigak River has been broken into by the unwanted ursine in the past few years. The bear population has grown, and some feel poses a threat to moose and caribou populations as well. The bag limit for residents was recently increased to 2 per year.
In the first year initiated, there's only 2 people that actually capitalized on the 2 bear per regulatory year. So, you know, relaxing all the hunting restrictions hasn't really helped.
Nor have the woefully inadequate winters, which have kept the spring guided business sidelined for 2 years in a row. But what it comes down to is who really needs or wants to take that many brown bear.
I mean, after your first brown bear hide, you don't want 2 or 3 sitting around. What are you going to do with the 3rd or 4th one?
Nobody really eats brown bear anymore, with the quick caveat that some say if you can find the ones that aren't big fish eaters, their meat is supposedly as good as it gets. So the AC asked the game board to allow hunters to sell the hides. That could give a little incentive to increase the harvest and increase the use of the resource. It seemed like a long-shot request, so the committee was pleasantly surprised by the outcome. Stosh Hoffman is a Board of Game member from Bethel.
It passed 5-2, I believe, and we've had people from that area of the state for several years now telling us there's a lot of bears down there and they got to find ways to deal with them.
It's a controversial idea, of course, hunting Alaska big game resources for profit. Hoffman says he took careful notes of the critiques offered at the Board of Game meeting last month in Fairbanks.
You know, some of the people said that they didn't want this to blanket the whole state, which it doesn't. It just covers units 16, 17, and 19, or only places where there's a 2-bear limit. Some of the people thought this would, didn't fall in line with the Lacey Act. Other comments were that this could cause a black market from other brown bears around the state, like Unit 9, where those bears are bigger. You know, that was a concern. Some people thought there could be a potential for over-harvest.
The Department of Fish and Game was neutral, and enforcement said they'd keep a close eye as the opportunity unfolds. Of the ACs that responded to the proposal, 15 were in favor and 5 were against, split mostly along a rural-urban divide. For the Nooshigak AC, this change is a small win, first for the process, as the idea began with local input and with a couple of years' steady push became a regulatory change. And second, for the area. Starting next fall, local hunters can help control the bear population and maybe make a little money while they're at it. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.